violence, drugs, dropouts, bullying, and suicide. People are asking what's wrong with our children. Shots are ringing out on the streets of Canadian cities, and people are dying. Families and friends are devastated, and everyone feels the impact. People are wondering where the violence comes from. Why is there so much anger and alienation and violence in this beautiful country? How can we stop it? When will it stop? We hear loud right-wing conservative get tough voices, but these voices offer no healthy choices or ideas. Just the same old more prison nonsense, and we need to understand in order to develop and enact effective and meaningful responses. Canada has many issues that cultivate negative social attitudes, and for some reason everyone's busy looking the other way, and some even get indignant and derisive when someone points it out. With so much beauty and so much to offer and be proud of, Canada seems to relinquish the obligation to improve and develop and maintain a responsible role within the country and globally. Racism and sexism are real cancers in Canada, but we don't want to acknowledge this and deal with it head on. Our history with African, Japanese, and Chinese immigrants and our treatment of Aboriginals highlight these very unhealthy attitudes. Black and Aboriginal youth are more likely to be pulled over by police, which cultivates deep resentment. Women still earn less than their male counterparts for equal work. Corporate and government unaccountability rule the day with excessive consumption, waste, and toxic mismanagement. Canada's animal food industry raises and kills animals under horrific conditions in a process that causes endless suffering throughout. We have prisoners held on secret evidence with no legitimate legal recourse and no protection from Canada's Charter of Rights. We refuse to aggressively assist in the plight of millions of starving to death around the planet. We resist recognizing addiction to be a medical issue and criminalize addicts. We've closed psychiatric hospitals and end up placing mentally ill persons in prisons. Professional organizations like police, prison guards, politicians, and doctors can become so powerful and self-serving that they behave criminally. There's often more allegiance to their so-called brotherhood or party than the people and the community they serve. Clear examples of this phenomenon is the treatment of whistleblowers in Canada. Why do we need whistleblower legislation to protect citizens who red flag something contrary to the greater public good? Recently, we've all heard and read the endless cyclical debates over the same-sex marriage and the exclusionary judgmental rhetoric coming from some citizens, government representatives, and religious leaders. Even when homophobia is dressed up in the protecting family values or the sanctity of marriage messages, these messages of intolerance and inequality are sent to our children. If our children don't see us clearly defining racism, sexism, homophobia, transgender phobia, and unethical or violent behavior as unacceptable, then how can we ever expect them to learn it? Who's going to teach them? Us? We're now in an election, and the Conservatives are gaining ground on the law and order platform, and these choices between the Liberals and Conservatives seem to be one of a police state or a corrupt government. The NDP and Green Party are really the only calm, rational parties, and they are ignored by the mainstream. It would be such a great shot in the arm to these Liberals and Conservatives if Canadians elected NDP or Green MPs. And instead of asking what's wrong with our children, we should be asking what's wrong with us.